No, I said fill in your harem. Awesome.
Yeah, he's right. I'm wrong. Let's go. Omer of Zero. Ha'omer Shema Shema. Someone who says Shema twice. Ka'omer Modim Modim Dami. In the Mishnah we said Modim Modim is negative because it sounds like you're saying Hoda to two different deities. So Shema the same thing. Meisivei Hakori Shema V'kofla Harezim Meguna. It says one who says Shema and repeats it is not so nice. It's mashma that it's not nice, but on a level of shtuke lo mishaskinan, it doesn't say you have to quiet them down. There's a different level. It doesn't seem to be on that level. So the mashma lo kash hadam ramilsa milsa vatani love depends. If you say each word and repeat it, so that's not nice, but it doesn't sound like you're being a motive to two gods. Hadam psuka psuka vatani love. If you repeat the pasuk twice, completely from beginning to end, that sounds like you're being motive to two. Deities.
What about praising, like we were talking about yesterday? If you do multiple praises, is it like multiple gods?
You can't multiple praise. Oh, you say Akel Agodal Agibur twice?
Right, but why isn't that?
Could you say Akel Agodal Agibur Anur twice? I know that's not two gods. You're saying
maybe the set, like Akel Agodal.
I don't know. I don't think so. You're not describing God. You're praising God. Shema, you're actually saying, you're describing the monotheistic characteristic of the Lord, and that you don't do twice. God will give or no, you're just describing his greatness. So you want to say he's great, you can say he's great 10 times. And you're great. Modim also, you're giving yourself over to that God. You give him over, and you can't give it over twice. Okay. Amalei Papa. L'Rava. V'dilamei Karlo Kivin Daita. Bahashta Kivin Daita. What's wrong? You said Shema one time. Maybe you didn't have Kavana, and that's why you repeated it a second time. Amalei Chavrusa Klap Yishmaya. What do you think? You're God's buddy? Ilo mechavin daite mechile barazapta. If you don't have kavara, he deserves a slap on the face. Denafcha ad mechavin daite until he has kavara. In other words, that's not an option. You have the obligation is to have kavara. If you don't have kavara, that's a different problem. So to say Shema twice is a negative. The halacha is, by the way, that if you did not have kavana, you may repeat the Shema, even though the Gemara is saying that. But
what is now another Gemara?
In Hakori.
In Brachos.
Yeah. In the
Brachos. If you have Shema without.
So what's the halacha? But doesn't it contradict this Gemara that says you can't repeat it twice?
Because
yeah, we did. We used this daf.
So the answer is, it depends. Even though we don't,
I still use that daf.
Even though we repeat it, but if you do it, you have to be very careful. I forgot the exact halacha. Ask Rabbi Snow, bring him the Gemara down. And today
he said by Shmona Esrei, you're not likely to be.
Shmona Esrei, we're talking about Shmona. Anyway, you're moving to honors. No one cares about your opinion in Rabbi Snow's class. You have obnoxiousized the class, so we don't care. No, I don't know. You're moving to honors.
No, it's
not.
Oh, I'm dead now.
Yes, sir, you're an honors kid.
I'm dead now. Mo, what you're saying is davening, not Shema.
No, I'm saying we learned in our Shas class that by Shema, since it's so short, if you would go back a second time, you're most likely to have
right, right, no, of course. No, but the question is, our Gemara seems to say you can't say it twice, even with Kavana issues. Hamachana ba'arayas mashaskin or so. Tanur of Yosef, kolon aviv v'kolon imo. One who translates when it says the erva of your father or the erva of your mother doesn't mean erva. It means the embarrassment. You know, it mitigates the translation of the word erva to not refer necessarily to morality, but it means disgrace. Thus, translating the word erva as not you know, it means erva. That's how you do it?
Really? Okay, that's weird. I don't know about that.
The pasuk that says if you molech just means you're not allowed to, if you have relations with a guy and they have a child to avodah zarah, that's what it means. But they mitigate the aveira of molech, because there is an aveira of molech that people would actually give their sons over to avodah zarah. One who translates that pasuk doesn't mean that. It just means one who has marries a guy and has a child. That's what it means. They're minimizing that aveira of molech. That's a very big sin. Maisa Reuven Nick. What? Where do you live, man? You had a different place in your head there. Maisa Reuven. The story of Reuven. The story of Reuven. The pasuk says, "Vayishkav as Bilha Pilegesh Aviv." The pasuk says that he laid with Bilha the Pilegesh of his mother. That's not really what happened, but the Torah records it that way. So we read it, Bilha Matargim, but we don't translate it. Maisa Tamar, the story of Tamar, and Yehuda in the Torah, Nikram Umitargim. We read it and we translate it. It's interesting that the Mishnah refers to it as the Maisa of Tamar, and Rashi adds the Yehuda. But the Lashon of the Tana does not call it Maisa Tamar V'Yehuda. It's called Maisa Tamar. Maybe because she initiated it.
No, it's her first cloak.
She did the
good part.
Yeah,
Yehuda was the one who had to do tshuva.
Right.
And also, she did the major stuff.
She initiated the relationship.
She did the bad stuff and the...
Not bad, there's no bad.
No, she didn't do bad.
Really bad.
Her husband's the bad.
Maisa Egel Harisho Nikra Umitargim V'Hasheni Nikra V'Lo Umitargim. There are two times in the Torah where it talks about the Egel. We'll see in the Gemara which the two parshios are. One goes up until they put it in the fire, and one is up to when they repeat the story, and the Egel is repeated in the book of Kisisa. So the first one is read and translated, the second one is not translated. Birchas Kohanim Maisa David V'Amnon Nikra V'Lo Umitargim. In Birchas Kohanim we don't translate, nor do we translate the story of David and Amnon. And in Mafirin be Merkava, we don't do Haftorah of the Merkava in Parshas in Sefer Yecheskel. Rebuta Mat, Rebuta allows. We also in Mafirin be Behoda Yerushalayim. We also don't give a Haftorah of Hodas Yerushalayim, which talks about the sins of your Jews in the Eretz Yisrael.